This is Dairy Radio Now, a rundown of the latest dairy news across America with Bill Baker.
An impressive November for U.S. dairy exports, but is that helping American dairy farmers' bottom line? Let's check in with Lee Mielke, who's with Matt Gould of the Dairy and Food Market Analyst Newsletter.
Matt, the U.S. Dairy Export Council reports that November U.S. dairy exports were the highest in more than a year. So why are U.S. milk prices in 2018 looking so bleak?
That's definitely the big question that lots of people are asking. And you know, just broadly, even though exports were so strong in November, sentiment in the dairy industry has certainly soured. First off, why were exports so strong in November? Well, leading up to November, the U.S. prices were below the rest of the world, so the U.S. went out and gained market share. Sales during November were particularly strong into places like Mexico, in the case of milk powders and cheese. And for butter, we actually sent a fair bit to the Middle East during that period of time. This because prices in Europe and New Zealand were much higher than prices in the U.S. Now, that dynamic has shifted, which is part of the reason why prices are looking so glum in this new year. That was our big surge in exports that lots of people had been waiting for, that surge that was supposed to carry prices higher. Well, now we're going head-to-head with the rest of the world, where U.S. prices are no longer at a big discount to the rest of the world. And so what looked like opportunity in November certainly doesn't look nearly as opportunistic going forward into 2018.
Matt, a report surfaced last week that the U.S. will pull the plug on NAFTA. I know Jerry and I have talked a little bit about this. This is a big concern to the dairy industry, is it not?
Absolutely. Mexico is our number one export customer. The actual pulling the plug on NAFTA is a complicated process. So Trump can announce withdrawal, and then there's a six-month timeline. And even in that timeline, there's a fair bit of negotiating that can be done before the whole agreement is ripped up. So it's certainly a point of high contention. It's certainly important to markets, but it still has a lot of runway left to play out.
Matt Gould, editor and analyst with the Dairy and Food Market Analyst Newsletter.
Thanks, Lee. Amazon's purchase of Whole Foods last summer may have rocked the retail world, but delighted consumers who are increasingly buying products online. So how soon are consumers ordering milk straight from their refrigerator? That's just one topic that the International Dairy Foods Association's Dairy Forum will address in Palm Desert next week. Earlier, we previewed the forum with IDFA's Chief of Staff Heather Subra, and she's here again to tell us about one session that will feature drones, dairies, and retail's dilemma.
Dan O'Connor is going to be talking to us about artificial intelligence and what that means for the retail world. So somebody asked me, well, what does Alexa have to do with buying milk? I mean, can you imagine a world where we're going to be ordering groceries via voice command? And not even that, sometimes our fridge will have the ability to talk to the grocery store to put milk in our cart and then send it to us. All virtually. So these are some pretty incredible things that are happening in our retail world. And things don't happen in a vacuum either. It's not like, okay, if you're a retailer, this applies to you. If you're a consumer, this applies to you. If you're a farmer, this works for you. We're all in this together. If we have people ordering milk via Alexa, that has ramifications, positive and negative, all the way down the line. So it's really kind of connecting those dots and looking at what are all these exciting things that are happening and how can we position ourselves for prosperity.
So with new technology comes the work that dairy farmers do every day and they've done for years, and IDFA will also be honoring the Innovative Farmer of the Year.
Absolutely. And actually, that's going to be happening right before Deputy Secretary Sinski speaks to the group on the Tuesday, second day of the program. It was really important to acknowledge and honor it and celebrate the excellence that we have in our farm communities. It's pretty remarkable what our farmers are doing. It's amazing. And I think I can safely say we're the best in the world at it. At least I like to think so. But we want to definitely honor all these new innovations that they're doing. Because like you said, it's not just with Alexa and ordering, you know, milk via an electronic voice and your fridge. We also have incredible things happening right on the farm.
That's Heather Subra, the Chief of Staff with the International Dairy Foods Association, and the IDFA Dairy Forum is January 21st through the 24th in Palm Desert, California. More details on the events tab at idfa.org. And stay with us for the latest news from the dairy industry. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.